Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, 11, 12, the last of the Masechta. So Mazel Tov, I'm getting to this point here. And here, the last Mishnah isn't really talking too much about Nedarim. There's a Nedarim point to be made. But the main point of this Mishnah is that there are certain scenarios in which originally a woman who was asking or precipitating a divorce would be entitled to both get a divorce and get her ksuba. And that's really in contrast to what usually happens. Usually if it's the wife's fault of getting divorced, she did something to necessitate that, then she would be also forfeiting her ksuba. But our Mishnah is saying here, there were three scenarios where she could get divorced by doing something and yet get her ksuba, but then they changed their mind. The rabbi changed their mind about that later on. So here the Mishnah says inside, and one of them happened to do with Nedarim, that's why it's mentioned here in our Masechta. So the Mishnah says, Bereshono Hayom, they originally used to say, Shalosh Nashim Yotzos, there are three scenarios in which a woman goes, meaning she gets divorced, her husband has to give her a get, and Venotlos Ksuba, and they also get a Ksuba. What are those three cases? So first, Ha'omeres Temea Anilcha, a woman who says that I slept with another man, and that makes it now that forbidden for us to stay married. Now, the case of our Mishnah has to be one of where she didn't do it willingly, because otherwise she'd lose her Ksuba. And therefore, we're talking about a scenario in which the husband is a Kohen, because the rule is that a woman who sleeps with another man, even against her will, she can't stay married to her husband if the husband's a Kohen. So her point here is that, against her will, I was taken advantage of, now I can't stay married to you, so the husband, we're going to believe her. The husband divorced her, and since it wasn't her fault, so she gets her ksuba as well. The second case was, Shamayim Beni Levenecha, literally, you know, heaven's between me and you, meaning God knows what's going on. She claims the husband is unable to give her children. There's something mechanically wrong with him, which makes him unable to sire children. So she says, listen, you know and I know and Hashem knows what's going on, and I want children. Now, although there's no mitzvah to have children for a woman, this woman says she wants a child, so to take care of her in her old age, whatever the story is, and therefore she insists she has one, so she's demanding a divorce. So originally we said, listen, we believed her. She wouldn't say such a thing if it wasn't true. And therefore we give her both the right to get divorced as well as to collect on her ksuba. And the third case was Natula Ani Min HaYehudim, a woman who says, I'm separated from all the Jews in the world, meaning she's refusing to sleep with any man, whether it's her husband or anybody else. That neder suggests that it's nothing to do with him. It's just that sleeping with men is so unpleasant, undesirable, unacceptable to her, whatever the issue is. She can't do it. Not about him. She can't do it. And therefore, we're going to let her go. And since we see it wasn't about directed at him, but against everybody, clearly, therefore, she's an onus. It's not her fault. She's in a situation that's, you know, a terrible situation that's beyond her control. And therefore, she's entitled to get divorced, and because can't say married to her, but she still gets her ksuba because the situation is not her fault. But then, Chazru Lomar, they changed their minds. And they said, Shalote Isha Nosenes Einel Ba'acher. We're afraid that things got worse over time, and women became, they saw another man. They wanted a way to get rid of their current husband, to marry the new husband, but she wanted to not forfeit her ksuba. Umekalkeles al baala, and she's basically just trying to mess things up in the relationship so she can get away and then marry this new guy. Ela haomeres, and therefore we said no. We're not letting this happen anymore. So therefore, Ela haomeres tamea anilacha, if a woman claims that she is forbidden to her husband, so we don't believe her. We say, Tavi Raya Ledvarea. She has to bring a proof. And no proof that of what happened. So then we simply just don't believe her. So this would happen if a woman would claim that she willing or unwillingly was with another man. The halacha will be, we don't believe her. They stay married. If she claims she did it intentionally, that really could make her have to forfeit her ksuba. But that's the point of her mission. The point of her mission is they stay married, don't believe her, unless there are edim, someone who's witnesses who testify about what happened. Second of all, if she says shemayim beni levenecha, so we don't believe her. We think this is an excuse, and we yasu derech bakasha. We ask her nicely to stop saying that kind of thing, and you know, please, appease her some way, but let's not have that happen because we're not going to believe her. Now, la halacha here, in the first case I told you, the halacha is like that we don't believe her and she has to marry to him. In the second case here, when she's saying the husband's simply unable to have children, so again, we don't believe her under normal circumstances, but halacha would be if after 10 years she has no children, and she says she wants children to take care of her in her old age, remember, she has no mitzvah for children, but she wants children, she needs children to take care of her, etc. So then we would, after 10 years of no children, make sure that she gets a get it so she can marry somebody else. And the third case of Netula Ani Mina Yehudim, she says, I'm separated and not sleeping with any Jewish man anywhere in the world, not just my husband. Again, Yafer Chalko, we say, listen, the husband can look at that as an issue of Beino Levena, obviously. We don't say that obviously something wrong with her, but it's who knows what. And therefore, he cancels the portion that has to do with him. So now they once again can sleep together. Vadei Mishamashtos, they sleep together. Utehei Netula Mina Yehudim, but since it's being categorized here as a Beino Levena issue, when between him and her, therefore, as we said previously, if he, let's say, divorces her or dies, so then the rest of her neder stays in effect, so that means she indeed would not be able to sleep with other men after he divorces her or he dies. And with that, we finish Maseches Nedarim, Siat Deshmaya, Baruch Hashem, so Salak Maseches Nedarim, Mazel to everybody, and next we start Maseches Nazir, Be'ezras Hashem.